America Tonight. Each and every show, we tee it up with our friends from Talk Radio News, Victoria Jones in the wings. And there's a lot, of course, always happening in D.C. The thing that everybody's talking about, though, the buzz in the backyard still continues to be all the ins and outs of what happened in Boston. From that point of view, Victoria, what specifically are they saying about the suspect and the suspects in general, and what's going on? What's the latest from the Washington point of view?
Well, I mean, probably they're just talking about it because it's just so sort of astonishing that these three 19-year-olds, the two Kazakhs and the American who were going to university with Zhokhar Tsarnaev and took his backpack with the fireworks and the computer from his room and then put it in this garbage thing, very close by, which, of course, it was found, and did it to help him out, even though they knew he'd done it. People are talking about how ridiculous this is and how stupid they were. Mm-hmm. And so there's a level of incredulity, and that's something that's starting to come through from some of the politicians now, so much so that some of them are starting to say that they don't even believe the story. They're taking it to the next level.
Mm. Yeah, and those, the three teenagers you're talking about too, they've been charged with destroying evidence in this case. So what idiots. And it does make you wonder. I mean, honestly, you knew something else was going on there. And of course, thinking that how do they not think they're going to get caught? I don't understand that.
Well, because I think some of it has to do with being 19.
That's true. Invincible. That's right. Do you remember when you were 19? Did you feel like you were invincible? Yeah.
I think I was really quite foolish.
All right, so let's move on to the other big thing. The FDA, the administration is saying, is this true that they're going to appeal a court decision that required the FDA to make the controversial contraception?
Yeah, this is so interesting. This happened fairly late today. The Justice Department, the Justice Department said it will appeal federal judge's order to make Plan B one step, the most common morning after contraceptive available without a prescription for girls and women of all ages. Now, the judge said quite recently in April that the Obama administration had put politics before science in restricting access to the drug to women 17 and older, and was really scathing in his order and said that, you know, the science is clear. This should be available for women of all ages. So the Justice Department had until May the 5th to appeal and has announced it's going to appeal. Now, this is coming one day after the FDA said that Plan B would be made available without a prescription for girls 15 plus. But that also doesn't comply with the court order.
No. Wow, how interesting. Did somehow they get lost in the sauce? How did they not realize that?
They realized it very well.
Touche, absolutely. All right, the other thing that's certainly been talked a lot about business-wise is this whole internet sales tax and that the idea of it, and that's coming back around again. Paul Ryan today said he supports the principle that online retailers should have to pay state sales tax. eBay fans are not real thrilled about this. The Amazon folks are not real thrilled about this. A lot of people weren't too excited, but what do you think happens here?
Well, it's interesting. It got quite a lot of support in the Senate, and it does face an uphill battle in the House where it's being portrayed as a tax, which, of course, is a tax, but it's a tax you're supposed to pay on your own anyway and declare on your income tax. Hello. But nobody does. So it's interesting that Paul Ryan is coming out ahead of this now and is saying that he supports it because that gives it some oomph. But I think that there are some really strong anti-taxers in the House who are going to be against it. And it is pitting eBay against Amazon and some of the various and brick-and-mortar retailers against the onliners. And it's going to be really quite a strong fight. And I would be surprised if it does get through the House, even with Paul Ryan on board.
Yeah. All right, so probably doesn't make it through the House. We'll see. Victoria Jones, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Have a good night, Victoria.
You too.
All right, a couple of things that we were talking about with our British friend there out of Washington. The kids that were picked up, of course, college friends, unfortunately for them, of the Boston bomber who is now awaiting his fate, as you know, charged Joe Karsnarneff, mentioned there by Victoria. What happened was is that the two friends, two from Kazakhstan and a man from Cambridge, Massachusetts, all were picked up in connection with the explosion. They were texting back and forth with Joe Carr, realizing he was the bomber when the FBI released the pictures. And what they decided to do is they went into his dorm room and took stuff from the dorm. In other words, some of the evidence. They took the, you know, fireworks and a slew of other things that ended up in New Bedford in a landfill. That's where it was traced to. So these idiots are in trouble as well. I mean, was this a case of, you know, how much do they know? How involved were they? All that other sort of stuff. I think that they were just stunned about their friend and then ultimately raced to help him by getting rid of stuff. What were they thinking? Now they'll do some jail time for sure. I can't wait till all the, you know, pieces of this thing come out, because I have a lot of questions. I would love to be the person that got to sit across from them and question them about why they did that, making it much more difficult to piece things together. Hello, as soon as he is picked up out of that boat and ultimately ends up being interrogated after and while he's in the hospital, we're talking about Joe Karsnarneff, who is the terrorist that's left, the brother who's facing the charges for the Boston Marathon bombing, and of course then the shootout and killing the MIT security guard Sean Collier. The fact of the matter is, so after this wild Boston manhunt, they could have perhaps saved somebody's life in between, and naturally the amazing clampdown that happened in Watertown, Massachusetts, had they called the cops right away. Hello, I know that this is my roommate. Yeah, I'm friends with this guy. He's the one you want. I recognized it the second his face popped up all over the place. Instead, protecting him and dragging out longer and ultimately, in my mind, leading to the death of at least one person. So these guys are in trouble. I mean, they're in trouble, and two of them already had immigration problems. So how did they slip through the web? We obviously need to do something about student visas, but we've known that. This is nothing new, folks, right? So somehow along the line, the idiots that he was friendly with didn't get that they were putting themselves in harm. If all they knew was this was their friend and, wow, he's the Boston Marathon bomber, it doesn't matter. They're going to do time. They're in serious trouble. We're peeling back the onion next, as promised, with Andrew Szabo. Don't go away. You don't want to miss this one. Stay with us here on America Tonight. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
To me, they just strike me as dumb kids who are trying to help out their friend. But at the same time, I mean, you got to know with the Patriot Act and all this terrorism stuff, you don't mess around with stuff like that unless you're part of it.
All right, Joe Carr Snardeff had some friends because they ditched some evidence in a landfill. We've been talking about that. Idiots completely blind to what was happening, perhaps. It certainly seems that way. They'll pay the price for it. We've got more on that coming up a little bit later on America Tonight. And speaking of more, so often when we talk about things like this, especially when we're talking about terrorism, there is much more than meets the eye. So we got a great new feature, Peel Back the Onion, with Andrew Szabo. He is the marketing chef, and he has a keen eye for this kind of thing. As somebody who grew up in a world where the IRA was at work in the UK, he is in the wings right now in our virtual green room. We spared no expense. We got him like the best latte that would keep him up. Hey, Andrew, how are you?
Excellent, Kate. Good to be on the show.
Well, first of all, I want to flush this out because when you and I were talking off the air, and so many of us, so many people that listen to America Tonight would echo the same thing, why is it, when we saw what was coming out of Massachusetts, when we saw what was coming out of Boston, the horrific pictures we really didn't see. I mean, for just a split second, and others who put it on Twitter and whatnot, you saw it there. But why is it that I think the government or the newsrooms play a part in this? They tried to, I think, homogenize sometimes some of the photographs and some of the horrible things that happen when you have a bombing. Wouldn't it really hit home with people that this is serious and we need to wake up and pay attention to our surroundings if we saw what it was really, really like? Do you think that would be a much better thing?
Well, yeah, and one has to be a little bit careful here because I actually saw many of the images that came out later on that day and the next day, and they were published in certain news media, and it was really horrific. I mean, there was blood everywhere, limbs clearly severed. It was very graphic, and I think and this is a little different than some of the other terrorist either bombings or shootings where it's sanitized. I mean, a shooting, you don't see the severity of the wounds like you do in a bombing. So I think there was some degree of sensitivity to the potentially the audience, but nonetheless, there were certain things out there. And I think that's the big difference, say, between the Fort Hood shooting, which, let us not forget, there were a lot more people killed than that, many more. And yet there was virtually no coverage. It was kind of inside a closed area, of course, as opposed to Boston. They almost couldn't avoid it because, as you said, people were catching it on their phones. There's thousands of people out there that you couldn't really cover it up. So I think people saw a lot more than in some of the other terrorist activities that we've seen lately, like Benghazi or the Fort Hood shooting, of course, a few years ago.
Yeah. Do you think people are being vigilant? Do you think people realize how serious these threats are of Islamic jihadists, that there are sleeper cells in the United States, a multitude of them? Hey, they've even been identified by the CIA. I could show you a roadmap where they believe some of them are. And then, of course, overseas threats, homegrown terrorists. Do you think people are more vigilant, Andrew?
I don't think so. It was clear from some of the reports that when these two bombers put their backpacks down, I mean, if that would have happened in Europe, you can't put a backpack down or anything like that in a crowded area and just walk away from it. That immediately invites suspicion. So I think that we're not yet vigilant enough, because I don't think most people think that we're at war. We've sanitized the dialogue, the narrative, if you like, and we're not calling things out the way we are. There's two strategies you can approach this. One is a policy of appeasement, and when a policy of appeasement, and most often not, it does not work against a totalitarian system. That didn't work before the Second World War. You know, people thought, oh, well, the Germans aren't so bad. You know, they got treated rough after the First World War. You know, they're just taking back some territory that's theirs, and so forth. And we just play nice with the Nazis. They won't attack any further. And of course, they took one more. They took advantage. They saw that the other countries were weak. They weren't going to act, so they acted with impunity. So the policy of appeasement, I've never actually seen it work. Eventually, it catches up with you, and of course, it caught up with many European countries and with the Second World War. I think that is our policy with the Muslim book. It's a policy of appeasement. It doesn't work. We try and sanitize the narrative and talk about that Islam is really a religion of peace, when you have to look at how many people have really read the Quran?
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. We have a couple minutes left, but a Pew Research Center study came out where they took an in-depth look at Islam. One of the things they found out, Andrew, is an overwhelming number of Muslims outside the United States told Pew that Islam is the only religion that leads to eternal life. 96% of Egyptians and Jordanians, 95% of Iraqis, 94% of Moroccan Muslims responded that Islam alone leads to heaven. And as you say, because people aren't familiar with the Quran, what is the one sentence that seems to be left out of the dialogue?
Well, actually, funny enough, it's the verse that comes after perhaps the most well-known verse from the Quran, which often people use, certainly in this country, as promoting that Islam is a religion of peace. In the book of Quran, in verse Surah 532, we've heard Representative Elson, we've heard President Obama quote this. It was quoted at the Interfaith Service in Boston. And I'll read you the verse. For this reason did we prescribe to the children of Israel. So for this reason did we prescribe to the children of Israel. This is not actually talking to Muslims. They often leave that first bit out. It's actually an instruction to the children of Israel. That whoever, this is a bit everybody's familiar with, or most people are familiar with, that whoever slays a soul, unless it be for man's slaughter or for mischief in the land, it is as true he slew all men, and whoever keeps it alive, it is as though he kept alive all men. So that's the most commonly used phrase or verse to promote Islam as being a religion of peace. but as many people, and I agree with President Obama on this, don't take things out of context. So if you put this in context, the verse speaks specifically to the children of Israel. What's interesting is the next verse, which is, if we put things into context, that talks about Muslims and the instructions to Muslims and not to the children of Israel. What this verse says, so this is verse 5 from Surah, the Quran, Surah 533, the very next verse. The punishment of those who wage war against Allah and his apostles and strive to make mischief in the land is only this, that they should be murdered or crucified, or their hands and their feet should be cut off on opposite sides, or they should be imprisoned. It shall be as a disgrace for them in this world, and in the hereafter they shall have grievous chastisement. We read that what is the punishment of those who wage war against Allah and his apostles? It's that they should be murdered or crucified or dismembered, basically. Now, that's a very strong verse. This is directly for those who wage war against Allah. So if anybody is attacking, I mean, so this is part of the interesting narrative, and I think every news channel say this, that this is, the bombing in Boston is, it was senseless. I think that's nonsense. You know, as you know, I'm a marketing strategist. I'm very sensitive about messages, branding, and what you say and what you mean to the target audience, right? So when I look at it, this is not senseless. You have to put it in the context of who is the audience. The audience is Muslim, okay? For a Muslim, that attack is not senseless. Why? Because we're looking at infidel. We are considered to be infidels. We're not believers. Right. We're infidels. We're not believers. So since the U.S. has been waging war essentially against Allah by being the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, therefore they have the right to attack. Not just the soldiers, but anybody who supports mischief in the land. That
right,
means every American taxpayer is at risk.
Is at risk. What a perfect way to sum this, peel back the onion. We look forward to it again next week, Andrew. You can check out Andrew at themarketingchef.com. Thank you, Mr. Sabo. We'll do it again next week.
Thank you, Kay.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Start life over. Spend more quality time with your family. Take more vacations. Own your own business. Be healthy and earn the kind of income you've always dreamed of. Is it possible? Yes, with Youngevity. First, you've got to see the video that is turning the medical industry upside down. Go to HealthyBody13.com. That's HealthyBody13.com. Watch this video, then pre-register for the Spring Longevity Convention May 2nd through 4th in Las Vegas, Nevada. And guess who will be there?
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And I prescribe the Healthy Body Challenge, and I'll be there.
Hi, I'm Steve Schultz, Vice President of Training here at Longevity. I'm taking the Healthy Body Challenge, and I'll be there.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, President of the Genesis Communications Network. I'm taking the Healthy Body Challenge, and I'm going to be there.
Take the Healthy Healthy Body Challenge, and don't miss the Longevity Convention in Las Vegas, Nevada, May 2nd through 4th. For more information, go to healthybody13.com or call 1-800-360-8695. That's 800-360-8695.
Mother's Day is next week, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing Mother's Day special. 100 stunning blooms for mom, plus a free glass vase for just $19.99. Plus, order today and you're automatically entered for a chance to win an amazing trip for mom. 3 lucky grand prize winners and a guest will be whisked away to your choice of Paris, Napa, or St. Thomas. Just go to proflowers.com, click on the microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 5454. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. 100 colorful blooms for mom, guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 full days, plus a free vase for only $19.99. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday, and if you order this week, you're entered for a chance to win a trip for mom to an incredible destination. The only way to get this amazing deal and be entered to win the trip of a lifetime is to go to proflowers.com, click on the radio microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 5454.
No purchase necessary. Must be 18 or over. Restrictions apply. See rules of website for details.
Do you suffer from low functioning adrenal or thyroid gland? Did you know that mercury from your dental fillings comes off your teeth both as a vapor and as metal particles into your body? Wherever mercury deposits in your body, it stops cells from functioning normally. Animal studies show that mercury causes kidney function to drop by 60%. Mercury deposited into your adrenals or thyroid will cause a corresponding drop in function. The number one method by which your body detoxifies itself of mercury is glutathione. The number one superfood that helps turn on all 75 trillion cells of your body to produce glutathione is non-denatured whey protein from grass-fed cows. After investigating most high-end whey proteins on the market, only one is the most non-denatured, the most active, the most complete, and in our opinion, the most powerful in what nature originally put into the fresh, raw whey. It is One World Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
2, 3.
Knows it better than I know myself, so I'm gonna let her do all the talking.
Ooh-hoo.
Ooh-hoo. I came across a place in the middle of nowhere with a big black horse and a cherry tree.
Ooh-hoo.
Ooh-hoo. I felt a little fear upon my back. I said, don't look back, just keep on walking.
Ooh-hoo.
All right, welcome back to America Tonight. I know some of you listening to the show are stuck in some crazy winter weather. Yeah, I mean, South Dakota got a ton of snow. They got their first May snowfall in 37 years, right? But Colorado really saw it. 5 inches in Denver. The roads are a sloppy mess. You know, I used to travel on that Interstate 70, and it was never any fun. People criticize 75 and also talk about 95 in the east or in California. Some of you Californians, the 101 or the 10. But I'll tell you, pound for pound, Interstate 70 can be brutal. And a May Day snowstorm in the Colorado Mountains? Forget about it. Wyoming got hit with a bunch of snow. And in Wyoming, Cheyenne, I guess, had the most. They said there was power outages and 15 inches of snow by noon. 15 inches. In Casper, they had 4 inches, right? In a place called Buford, 20 inches of snow. Hey, Ma, time to get out the skis. Yep. If you live there, you got to like cold weather. That's all there is to it. And you have to know that there's chances of freaky snowstorms all the way into May, apparently. It's crazy. Also, parts of western Iowa, they're getting some snow. Parts of Minnesota getting some snow. Although we checked with the glue, Matt Johnson, and he said, phew, Minneapolis, not this time. No, thank you. Because they really had some pretty bad storms this year, but they didn't get it.
It looks right? like it's all hitting south the Twin Cities metro area. So kind of southern and western Minnesota are getting hit a little bit, but by that same storm that was hitting Iowa. But for the most part, we're pretty lucky and we're missing a lot of it because they were going to say it was going to snow throughout the night tonight and into tomorrow, but it looks like that first wave we're for sure missing. I don't know exactly if tomorrow is going to change or not, but I think we're going to come out of this pretty clean.
Ooh, that's nice. You don't have to worry about that sweatshirt anymore. You don't have to worry about the shovels, you think, anyway.
See, but they ramped us up for like 4 days with this, about this huge snowfall. We've been talking about this since Sunday.
That's right. It's the fake news.
It's the weather terrorists. That's what it is.
Weather terrorists. That's brilliant. Weather terrorism. That's what it is. So you're freaked out about it. Everybody's talking about it. You think the city is going to be in lockdown because of the weather, and then nothing happens.
Yeah, and so I'm very hopeful that we avoided all of the snow and it just warms back up so we can have a successful Cinco de Mayo and Kentucky Derby party.
Wow, I have to agree with them. I don't think I would want to have to worry about the snow. It's funny, I think that the weather people, since they have such an important job, especially in the Midwest and areas where you get all kinds of funky weather, not like when you live in Arizona, because Arizona, it's always the same, right? You might get some crazy storms, but you don't, for the most part, it's pretty much the same, just like Southern California. So I would say a weather person, forget the whole meteorologist degree to have that stamp. I'm a meteorologist. I think the key thing for the weather person is they get 3 strikes. They screw up the weather, have everybody in a panic because they are holding us a little bit terrorized. They get 3 strikes. They hit the 3rd strike. They're out. They're done. Their contract's over with. That's it. Because it's just too darn important. And of course, I'm saying this as somebody who briefly did the weather in Kearney, Nebraska, when I had to fill in for the weather guy who was sick, and the only reason they had me do it is because nobody else could understand how to work the green screen and the computers. So I did the weather.
That's a tough gig, isn't it?
No, it was a tough gig for me because I had just moved from the East Coast, and to me, Kansas looked exactly like Nebraska, and I kept pointing to Kansas and saying, okay, for all the farmers, watch out over here. And they're calling up the station saying, would you tell that girl that she is pointing to Kansas? And then because I was more familiar with the East and the West, I could tell you whatever was going on in New York and Philly and the East Coast and the Northeast, and here's what's happening up in New England, and then I'd point to California and Washington. But I didn't have any of the Midwest lingo down or the states, you know, what they were looking for with the states. And so, you know, really I bombed miserably.
I think depending on where you live, where your local news is, depends on your weather person, because it seems like every time I'm in a different area, you get a different vibe from the weather person. Like when you're in the Southwest, for sure, you know, Phoenix or L.A., San Diego, the weather person's usually really attractive.
Weather honeys.
Male or female.
Yeah.
And is more of the, okay, I'm here to entertain person. But if you start, you know, the Midwest or Tornado Alley, some of the people down south with the hurricanes, then you get people who are a little more serious about their weather. And it changes a little bit the type of weather person you have.
Yeah, absolutely. No question about it. You do have, it's about the attractiveness of the weather person in those areas where they don't have a lot of weather, and it's a little bit different when you're talking about serious weather where it really matters, like to farmers, like to other people where it can switch on a dime, and a lot of the Midwest.
I know for a fact that Jillian Barbary, for those of you who may recognize her from NFL on Fox, she has the Good Day LA job, too, where she does the weather.
Yeah.
Would you want her reporting on,
no,
there's a tornado coming 5 minutes from you?
No.
Not so much.
No. No, not so much for me either, I would say. I mean, hey, good for her. She has a good career going. She's probably really super cool. But I wouldn't want her to be doing my weather. No way. I live in Tornado Alley. We could get hail the size of elephant dung, the way they describe it sometimes. It's, you know, baseball-size hail. And I always think, this is it. This is the day my car is smashed to smithereens and my house is completely dented. This is the day. I am so convinced of it. And then I've seen it. I've seen full-on clouds flying down neighborhoods past mine where, boom, all of a sudden a twister hits. So we have weather at the satellite facility in the DFW area. And the same thing for the mothership in in Minneapolis, they get weather. So you need somebody who understands the weather, and they can tell you exactly what you want to avoid.
And there's a funny thing, too. I've taken a couple of communication, you know, seminars and different things like that, and how in the Midwest specifically, a lot of conversations are started by talking about the weather.
Mm-hmm.
And there was somebody who was saying, if we just had sunshine every day, all day, there wouldn't be any conversations here in Minnesota, because almost 90% of them with strangers, it's always about the weather. And you know, talk to the cashier person, and today it would have been, oh, I can't believe this weather is having. When is spring going to come? Or on a sunny day, you know, it's like, oh, we got to get out and enjoy it. We talk about that weather. And that's everything that is talked about around here, is the weather is a huge starting point for conversations.
Yeah. As I said, that's that elevator chatter. You get on, you can't help yourself. It's a little awkward. You're standing there. You're in a somewhere in a high rise, or there's a bunch of floors anyway. And somebody turns to you and says something. It's 9 times out of 10 in the right area, like Matt's saying, it's going to be about the weather. Absolutely.
I wonder what they talk about for small talk in
New York,
San Diego, or Phoenix.
They don't talk. They don't talk when you. It's true, because I used to live in California. People didn't really talk to you.
I'll have to ask my sister. We'll have to have a
yeah,
the San Diego correspondent.
Yeah.
To see what the San Diego small talk is.
Yeah, absolutely. And by the way, if you want to jump into the conversation, you know, hands down, are we right on this with the weather, how serious the weather is in some areas? 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. See, this is the reason you tune into America Tonight, because we go from talking about the three kids, I'm calling them kids, the three men.
I don't think Hannity and Limbaugh give you a breakdown of your local weather person.
No, they didn't.
That's only expertise you can get here.
Yeah, absolutely. We go from two men from Kazakhstan and a man from Cambridge, Massachusetts, who were arrested in connection with the Boston explosions that were carried out by the Snarniv brothers, and we seg into weather and how important the weather person is in some places, and how it's just not that important in other places. And here's the other way that you can tell weather's important, because the anchors always throw to the weather person a lot. They'll do that tease where they say in the middle of your program, you're watching CSI, you're watching Hannibal, and in the middle of the program, they'll break in and say, my goodness, we have a wall of weather headed to the city. We'll give you the breakdown coming up at the top of the hour.
The lead story is the weather. That happens all
right.
The time up here. The lead story is the weather.
That's right. It's not sports. It's not the stock market. It's not what Obama did and what they did on the Hill or they didn't do in Washington. It's about the weather. Even if an election is raging, yes, they'll tease the election and that'll be important, but the weather person gets top billing always.
And another thing, too, is when there's a big sporting event going on, there have been several stations around here that have done the simulcast where they put the game into the lower, you know, right corner or something, and then the big screen is the weather person. And there are so many people that call into the talk radio shows or the TV shows and just complain that they can't see the game. But it's also, I mean, the weather's that big of a deal. It'll interrupt the World Series or interrupt whatever's going on.
Yes, absolutely crazy. It's so true. My favorite weather person, Dave Roberts, he was on ABC Channel 6 in Philadelphia forever. His kid is the star of Buffy the Vampire Slayer. How about that? All right, hang with us.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Sergeant Dave Scott, Army Search and Rescue veteran, wants you to hear this urgent message. All emergencies have casualties, but in America, most casualties from storms like Katrina and Sandy only happen because good people were in the wrong place at the wrong time. Don't let that happen to you. Visit yourbugoutplan.com on the web. Watch a free video presentation of the skills you need to be long gone before any disaster can touch you. You owe it to yourself and to your family to watch this. Head to yourbugoutplan.com on the web right now, yourbugoutplan.com. Bills in front of Congress right now could take away your right to keep and bear arms. If Obama has his way, all guns will be either banned, restricted, or confiscated, possibly by executive order. The best way to keep your guns is to hide them. What Obama can't find, Obama can't take away. You can protect your guns from any threat. Download our special report, How to Hide Your Guns, at GoHideYourGuns.com. Learn how to hide your guns while keeping them readily available. Get the report now before they make us take it down. On the web at GoHideYourGuns.com.
So, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators. Freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21 cubic foot refrigerator freezer or a 22 cubic foot deep freezer. In stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar-powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben'sDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click BensDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug out location. Bank on BensDiscountSupply.com.
So on the day I was born, the nurses all gathered round, they gazed in wide wonder at the joy they had found. The head nurse spoke up, said, "Leave this one alone." She could tell right away that I was bad to the bone.
High Street! High Street! High Street! High Street! High Street! High Street!
Yes, the chanting you hear, I'm sure you can't identify where it's from, can you? It could be almost audio from anywhere. That's how easy it would be to manipulate this kind of stuff, but we don't do that here in America Tonight. Flat out, what you're listening to there, May Day protest in Seattle. So a ton of people were arrested. This, it turned pretty ugly, actually. It got really ugly on Tuesday night. The cops had to use pepper spray. I have a friend that lives in Seattle, and they called it the pepper spray. Well, they used the pepper spray, and then they have this thing called ball blast. So there's like a bang. That's what it is. It's bang, and then a dose of pepper. That's how they control the crowd. And it got pretty hairy just before 8 o'clock, because then you start the rocks and the bottles and the metal bars. That's the kind of stuff that they were tossing. And this is the second time, the second year in a row in Seattle, that this May Day protest has gotten violent. And, you know, somebody said to me today, May Day, I mean, is that really a big deal, or is that just an excuse to get out of work? Well, apparently, May Day is pretty big for the people in Seattle. Unfortunately, they're out of control. May Day is actually an ancient kind of spring festival, and it's a in some cultures, it's a public holiday. It's a traditional spring kind of holiday. But it has also signified other things. You know, it's also a day of political protests. Initially, it just simply was celebrating spring. And then it morphed into this crazy thing of becoming more political. And organized labor. It was a day for organized labor in a lot of countries to be recognized. It's a, you know, national holiday. Like I said, I mean, you can go back and I remember when I was in Ireland, people were talking about this, and of course, May Day has all kinds of implications there. But some of the things that they do there, they have all kinds of rituals that they do. They do this thing called obviously with bonfires, but they don't just light the bonfire. They do the bonfire thing by rubbing the sticks together because that's how they did it a long, long time ago when they didn't have these things called matches and fluid that you could throw on stuff. But it used to be, you know, signify a lot of different things from fertility ritual in India and Egypt and medieval England. People would go out into the country, and it was a huge deal in England. It became a bigger deal in Ireland for a different reason. But it's a Labor Day, and it's about the labor movement. And in our country, in the late 1800s, unions went on strike, and they demanded that the workday be shortened, and it worked. It got shortened to 8 hours. But then, of course, we got overtime and bartering time and all that kind of stuff. And the organizers of the strikes would be a lot of times anarchists, socialists in some places. I mean, there have been some pretty nasty May Day protests. Now all of a sudden Seattle is becoming the hot spot for this. I mean, it really became more widespread, angry kind of stuff in, you know, 2006. So in the 1800s, it was kind of like that. Then it went away, and then it came back to now this various groups centering on rallies and strikes and boycotts and workers' rights and all that kind of stuff. And, you know, I mean, even there was a group that had that would have a protest called A Day Without Immigrants, and they did all that kind of stuff. And they were pushing for, you know, a bill that would deport a lot of illegal immigrants. Now, that kind of has died down. Of course, there are protests over that, but officially that group is a little bit segued into something else. But how interesting, isn't it, that May Day initially, in some places, was supposed to be a very, easy, take a breath, we're flipping the calendar here to becoming something completely different. All right, we're hitting the final rail on this hour of America tonight. So a couple of quick things here. You know, talking about what's happening in Boston now, this crazy thing with the roommates and people who knew the Boston bomber, you know, the 19-year-old Jokar Sarnoff, and getting rid of his stuff. Duh, what was that about? But of course, they came across it, so that's huge. And now two of the Kazakhstan guys have been held for almost a week on immigration violations. But what is interesting here, too, is once again, we go back to the soft target thing. You know, we're the, you know, free nation, land of the free, home of the brave. So should we know these things as they're happening? Because you heard what I just said there. The Kazakhstan guys have been held for almost a week on immigration violations, but we didn't know that. That wasn't information that was out there. It just was released, right? Then you had the guy from Cambridge, and all three were arrested in connection with what happened with the Sarnoff brothers. But how come this is stuff that we weren't made aware of? And is that somehow, as we were talking with Andrew Szabo on our Peel Back the Onion segment, is it somehow desensitized some of us to what could happen as far as public safety? I mean, you know, we have to be a little bit more vigilant. I don't say you get paranoid. I'm not living in a bunker. If, you know, so be it, if that's my fate. I'm not going to believe every conspiracy theory and all that sort of stuff. But at the same time, there are little things you could do, but you have to be made aware of them. And because they're not as forthcoming in this investigation into the Boston Marathon bombings, we're left kind of in the dark. Not kind of. We're left in the dark. We are. So then we get a little more skeptical about the fact of the matter when they say, hold these big press conferences and say, like Deval Patrick and Tom Menino, the mayor of Boston, or the FBI, Deval Patrick, of course, the governor in Massachusetts, telling us that, you know, this is it, and we don't worry, we're not concerned because we have the people involved, and there aren't any other people involved in this, and so they're not telling us the whole story. So, of course, we're going to be much more skeptical about it because we got to trust the people. You know, are you trusting those people to protect you, or are you now having to rely a little bit more on your community, your neighbors? And I'll tell you one thing, you definitely should rely on your neighbors and community because that's what did happen despite all the whole law enforcement thing. Not that some of them didn't do a good job, but the fact that you had people that were smart about things, or maybe not so smart, going back and looking in the boat. Remember the guy who ultimately uncovered Jokar Snarnov. He noticed something was wrong with his boat. He went out to smoke a cigarette. Boom. What did he do? Called the cops right away to let them know what was happening. That's how ultimately he was caught. And then there were so many other people that came forward that said they saw something or whatever, and that helped. It's just like I mentioned this on the previous show. You go to the Christmas Day bomber, the underwear bomber. Remember him, Abdullah Matalib, and he was going to blow up that plane in Detroit that was coming into Detroit. But what happened? Somebody reacted. So there are people that are being more vigilant, that are looking around, that are paying attention on planes and whatnot. And I think that Boston is a big reminder for that. That look around in the crowds, do the 360, if you will. Look for the exits. You see something fishy, don't be afraid to say something, to speak up, to signal to someone, hey, that's a little odd. If it turns out to be nothing, great. But maybe if somebody was able to have seen that and could have pointed it out, perhaps we could have avoided or at least cut down the casualties, the people who were injured at the Boston Marathon. It's just a great reminder of that.
Preppers. You've seen them on network television, Shipping Wars, and the History Channel. Now, the strongest shelters money can buy are here. Atlas Survival Shelters. Made in America from 10-foot diameter galvanized corrugated pipe, up to 11 times stronger than square box shelters, and built to last up to 200 years. And you won't believe the amenities. Atlas shelters contain microwaves, refrigerators, big screen TVs, water tanks, septic systems, bulletproof hatches, and much more. Virtually everything you have at home, just buried 20 feet deep and bombproof. See the amazing Atlas Survival Shelters at atlassurvivalshelters.com or call 1-855-4-BUNKER. That's 855-4-BUNKER or atlassurvivalshelters.com. Financing now available. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.